right, here we go. Edmonton 48-24-6. The Vancouver Canucks 48-22-9. Their lead in the Pacific Division has shrunk from 17 points as recently as February the 16th to 3 entering tonight. An Edmonton win in regulation, the Oilers control their own destiny as far as winning their first division title since 1987. A Vancouver win, and it's probably put to rest. So two dramatically different incomes potentially at stake tonight. You've got Bob Stauffer to my right. I'm Jack Michaels. Here we go. 2-4 checkers in on Ekholm. He took the hit to make the play. And now Draisaitl staggers across the line. Bouchard a shot. Blocked. Rebound. Saved to Smith. Rebound. Still loose. Bouchard over to Ekholm. A blast. Save made to Smith. Moves it over to Miller. Surveying. Miller walks in. Shoots. And that was blocked by Kulak. That's a painful block. Kulak's hurt right now. He'll try to shake it off. Looks okay. Zadorov up the right-hand side. They rule Bluger got a piece of that puck. Skinner off to Nurse. Turned it over. Quick shot save made by Nurse on Bluger. Both teams laying the lumber. CeCe trying to avoid Bluger. Gave it up. Centering pass. Oh, what a save, Skinner. He robbed McCabe. Magnificent stop. Best of the night by either tender. Besser smacks it around the board. Stepping up. Zadorov, he's late getting there, and the Oilers will take the hit to make the play back to center. Holloway was squashed at center by Cole, and now Zadorov is back on the puck with 20 seconds to go in the period. And here comes a chance for Vancouver. Wrist shot score off the rush. And the Canucks take a 1-0 lead, and it's Sam Lafferty who absolutely buries it. Lafferty with his 13th of the year. That's a new career high. The Canucks will break out. It's Lindholm to Joshua. Lindholm wins the battle in front. Wrist shot denied. Another terrific save by Skinner. Point blank range. This one on Connor Garland. Ian Cole unable to hold the puck in. That's twice the puck has come out into the slot. And Skinner has made a save from about 6.5 feet. Bouchard fumbles it away. Another wrist shot and a save made once again on Garland by Skinner. That's twice inside of 30 seconds that Garland robbed by the Edmonton starter. Bouchard against Garland. Check wow. Garland to the ice. I thought that could have been a cross check. It was not called, and Corey Perry launches back to center. Fielded flawlessly by Tyler Myers. He's into the zone. Redirected home. What a brilliant tip. Myers put it net front, and Pugh Suter deflects it home for his 14th of the year. 2-0 Vancouver with 9 minutes to go in period two. Evander Kane centering pass off the tape of Henrique, and boy, someone collided with Kane. He wants to go with Carson Soucy, and they might fight. Soucy doesn't want it. Here's a drive coming, redirected, and perhaps the Canucks a little distracted. Philip Roenick did not get that where he wanted. Got it back, dishes off. Wrist shot and a save on Quinn Hughes by Stuart Skinner. Miller fires, and that's right into the breadbasket of Skinner. And a sloppy shift for Edmonton, where the Canucks, like they did on the previous shift, get 2 and 3 chances. This time, Skinner's able to freeze it. And now Hyman to Draisaitl. Nugent Hopkins, Edmonton looking to get on the board right here. Bouchard a one-timer and a save. And that time, DeSmith was able to gobble it up with no rebound. Janmark on his horse, weaving his way through Suter and the neutral zone and giving it to Brown, getting it back. Centering pass broken up. Darnell Nurse up top. Scored his 10th goal of the year last night. Bouchard was 17. A dish back, Nurse, a shot deflected home by Evander Kane. And just like that, Edmonton right back in it. It's 2-1. Kane with his 24th. Hughes with the puck in the high slot to JT Miller. A shot blocked by Desharnais. Came back to Miller. Minute 10 left on the Napa Auto Parts penalty kill. Wrist shot. What a save, Skinner. Stuck out the left leg. Right circle. Wrist shot deflected into a crowd and swatted away by Ekholm. But Stuart Skinner splayed out the left leg to deny Brock Besser what seemed to be a certain 3-1 goal. Hyman with control of the puck behind the net. Turns and tried a shot that was deflected behind. Then whacked away from Draisaitl. Hyman steps up. A hard hit by Zadorov. A centering pass and a save made on Nugent Hopkins by Casey DeSmith. A hard hit on Hyman that the Edmonton partisans did not care for. Tyler Myers too far for Susie. Corey Perry will pick it up right corner, load it up and fire a slap shot. Now Skinner to the bench. Connor Garland has the empty net. Up to center. Lindholm shot. Joshua score. And Vancouver extends the lead to 3-1 and likely seals the Pacific Division.
Lindholm gave a cross check to Draisaitl off the draw here. We know one thing about Leon. He's going to chop him back here off his faceoff.
7 seconds. And I don't think he's going to get cheated either.
No. He's going to make it count.
Lindholm, Draisaitl, poised for what we believe will be the last faceoff of the game. Off the draw, Nugent Hopkins, blast from the point, redirected into the corner, final 2 seconds. Zadorov, a shot block on Hyman, and Vancouver wins this hockey game 3-1. Casey to Smith, 32 saves. Pius Suter, as it turns out, the game-winning goal on a high slot deflection. And now the Canucks need basically just one more point.
You'll take, you know what, Jack? I gotta say it. Given you don't have Connor McDavid,
this is a good effort.
They played pretty well. They just one breakdown defensively late in the period to an unlikely guy. You know, the only guy Sam Lafferty, the only team Sam Lafferty plays like this against seems to be the Edmonton Oilers. And
is that a personal torture chamber for you?
Well, yeah, because you could have had him. But the bottom line here is you give up a goal where Darnell's backing in just a little bit at the end of the period. And each team got a deflection goal, and then they get an empty netter. Like, it was a close game.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.